Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August 30th of 2021. I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here where I live, here in Midland, Michigan. And it's so glad to be with you tonight, wherever you're tuning in from, whether it be across the United States or across North America, somewhere else like Canada or Mexico or something, or across the world, then we're just so glad that you tuned in to this broadcast, wherever you're tuning in from, whatever device you're using. We're just so glad that you've tuned in tonight. And it really means a lot when you decide to tune in to the broadcast. It really does mean a lot. I do apologize for the late start. I know it's not much of a late start, but if ever I start late for any reason, like even if it is like a little 3-minute thing or a 2-minute or 1-minute thing, I always try to apologize. So my apologies. We just had a minor technical difficulty, which is why we were a minor second late. So, yes, I did, in fact, intend to start on time. It's just, sometimes you just gotta love technology. And of course, this is something where, all the pieces just gotta come together. And just a little thing we had to find, and when we got it, we were back on. So, now we're back on. And so, it's just such a great thing to be able to do these broadcasts as a way to reach people. Because there was a time where you couldn't do it like this. And of course, we in America found out during the lockdown last year how much of a blessing this kind of technology can be. And I can guarantee that for some people during that time of lockdown last year, I'm sure that for some of these listeners, I was their lifeline. And I'm sure that in heaven, or anyone down here might tell me, well, Miracle Man, during that certain season or during this time of my life or whatever they may say, you were a lifeline to me. And I say, I want to thank you, Miracle Man, for doing these broadcasts as we want to minister to people. And yes, we like to do humor and different fun things, and it, and you know, and that's where sports comes in. Because for those of you who didn't know, and I don't always talk about this on my show, what some of you may not know is that it has been a dream of mine ever since I was in high school to be a sports broadcaster, whether it be as a radio talk show host or as a stadium announcer. The third, or which I would have to see to be able to do this, and I'm believing God that I'm going to see. The third thing I was thinking of was being a radio play-by-play announcer. Where you're calling off the plays like right after they happen. Like he said the 20, he said the 10, he said the 5. Touchdown, insert team name here. I wasn't given one. That's why I just said insert team here. Because I'll be listening to these games, or even some of the TV guys here and there, he'll be like, he said the 10, 5, touchdown, insert team. That was my way of leaving it blank. He's just saying, insert team of name of team here. Because we do have a town, a city, like literally about 1 hour, 1 hour and 5 minutes down 10 and 75. From where I live here in Midland, and it's called Grand Blank, literally. Some of you from aren't here in Michigan, or you know, you might see it, and you might think maybe Grand Blanc, but that Grand Blank is with a C, not a K. That's why I didn't say touchdown blank. That's why I said touchdown insert name here. Or whatever, you know. But that's what these, you know, radio play-by-play and even TV play-by-players, they'll do. That's what they'll do. They call off the plays as they're happening. What made me want to be involved with sportscasting was just me listening to my local sports station up here in the area, ESPN 100.9 FM. Which launched as a sports station back in 2008. Over the course of that year, I was thinking in my mind, okay, what would you like your dream career to be? And that was the big thing, the biggest thing that came to my mind. And so, that's why I was thinking of things to do. You know, and we launched the show, and me and Preacher Man, he was like, I was like, you know, I can think of some sports things to do. And he was like, well, how about the Word of God? And I was like, you know, I had already planned on using this as a ministry to people, which, of course, Blog Talk allows me to do. And so that's how we have this blend of, you know, the talk about the Word of God and that, and also sports. And when we do our sports segment near the end, that is when I will talk about the Big House, which I did go to, by the way, and how it felt to be in there. Because I thought about opening the show with that. I thought about that for the last couple of days, including even early today when I was kind of planning. Okay, you know, what do I want the start of the show to look like? And I was thinking about it, and I was going, I was thinking to myself, well, should I start the episode by talking about Michigan Stadium and what it was like to be in there? And I gave it a thought, and I was like, well, I could talk. And I was like, well, why not save that for doing sports? Because sometimes, even on ESPN, every once in a while, I've heard them mention, you know, what their favorite fight song was, you know, with college, or what their favorite stadium was, or things that might not necessarily have to do with the football or the basketball or the baseball or the hockey and handling the puck and winning the game and things like that, because obviously, and when given the thought, I was like, well, these venues are where the games are played. And I was like, well, whenever I choose to do that will be when I will do the sports update. Because, so, yep. So I'll do that at the end. So, I will not say another word about me in that stadium until that time. But I will say, you know, college football starts up this weekend. And this week I'll be talking about what I expect from Michigan and Michigan State. And then, of course, Wednesday I will give you the predictions for this weekend's games. All right. This portion of the episode, this episode has been brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can download the McDonald's app to find amazing deals on the McDonald's food you love, including a couple of my favorite deals. One of these just launched, which is $2 10-piece McNuggets. My personal most used offer is $1 large fries. Another one I think is pretty cool is buy an buy a frozen Coke, get a frozen Coke free. And the frozen Cokes are very good. Simple joy of summer. You want to try the frozen Coke from McDonald's? Try it for yourself. Also, it is announced that in the next couple months, McDonald's will be launching its first ever donut. Unfortunately, it'll only be a glazed. I wish it would be like a peanut butter donut or a, you know, custard, something good like that. So maybe someday McDonald's will come out with a peanut butter donut. I wish they would. So I was at this ice cream shop last night. And they had two different flavors that involved Buckeyes. I tried one of the flavors. I couldn't find the Buckeye pieces in it, even though I found the peanut butter. They had something called Michigan Pothole with all those nuts and different things like that in it. But then they had the Buckeye candy. I'm sure the Buckeye candy one was smoother by far than what the pothole one would have been. Because all those nuts and all that other stuff is like potholes. And I think of those Buckeye pieces, the peanut butter cups, you would think of that as just coating on the road, right? So you wouldn't think of it as bumps, right, Rachel? You just think of it as little, as like little coating type things. Because otherwise it would be nice and smooth. Like a certain state's roads that are smoother than ours. Because after all, though I will never say this about football, as far as Michigan or that state to the south, though I will not say that on these episodes, what I will say is I much prefer that state to the south's roads over ours, as far as the smoothness of them. You may say, well, Miracle Man, that's because they're always doing construction. Folks, this year in Michigan, you can't go too much of anywhere without seeing barrels. I think there's more this year than what I've seen ever before. Do you think there's more orange barrels this year than what you've ever seen before, Rachel? I would say a moderate bit more. You may say, well, Miracle Man, are you frustrated about it? Well, only if it's an area that we got to drive through. Because, after all, they have to be done. The fact is, though, is up here, on average, we get much more snow than that state to the south gets. And I wish I could say getting our roads here to how they are down there would be an easy fix. I wish I could say it is. Unfortunately, I can't. You know, and I just have to say that I feel like some of the certain parts of 75 in that state is possibly some of the smoothest pavement I've ever been on. at least on a highway. When was the last time you were on 75 in that state to the south? Like 3-4 years ago? You don't remember the last time you were on 75 in Ohio?
Probably been about 2 years.
How far down did you go? Did you go down to like Dayton or something, or was it just Toledo? Like if it passed it.
Yeah, well, past Toledo.
What was down there, like Findlay or something?
Yeah.
But down towards Dayton, there's certain pavement. Is it just me, or is it literally like a garage floor type feel to it, like how smooth it is?
Yeah.
Is it almost similar to that?
A little bit, I would say.
And I wonder why we can't have pavement like that here. That would be the only time that I would say that I would actually want the highway to be closed, or something like that, or for there to be a traffic jam or whatever. Because I was actually on a highway like a couple months ago, but this was in Kentucky and it was rather rough. But you bet some of this Ohio stuff that I was saying, some of that you would say is probably real, almost like a garage floor. But I will honestly say, why can't we have pavement like that up here? It's one of the things that they have there that I wish we had. Well, you feel like you're driving on a cloud. But I could see where that would put some drivers to sleep, unfortunately. But because I feel like there's something to be said about feeling that car just gliding. And those tires that are like so smooth, they just glide right down it. I love that. But anyhow, so. Oh, where was that? So now there's two things I want to mention that I always do on the show. Number one, I want to remind you about our book, Rivers of Miracles. My mom wrote this book. Listeners, my mom wrote this book. God told her to do it. And it's called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life, and it's about how faithful God has been and all the great things God has done, and it's just awesome. I would highly encourage you to read this book. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That is RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about how you can get your hands on this book. So that this book can be a blessing unto your life. Because I really want it to be a blessing to you. That's why we wrote it. So we could, like, it was a place to write in there, you know, about the testimony of how wonderful God has been to us. Because everyone should have a testimony. As for what God has done for you. And some of you may say, well, Miracle Man, you might say, well, I never took drugs or tobacco. I never drank alcohol. I never, you know, I never got into, you know, sex outside of marriage. I never had, like, open sin in my life or what have you. And I've always been healthy and I've always been, well, and you may be like, well, I've always just been good, so I don't have a testimony. Oh, that is a testimony of the goodness of God. If you've stayed clean, dry, lived good life, had godly parents, and had all that good stuff, that's the testimony. Yes, it is. And that's what this book is. It's like a testimony. Amen. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com for more information. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about our PayPal. You can go to paypal.com. In the search bar, you will type in Rivers Shukla. That is R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. You can. It's up to between you and God to decide how much you're going to give. And if God doesn't tell you what to give, then just give something and be a blessing. And the verse I want to give unto you is where it says, you reap what you sow. I'm referring to that. That's a, you can write this down as a principle. You reap what you sow. The verse I'm going to use is where it says, he that sows sparingly will also reap. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap. What's the difference? Well, it says that he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. You know, a little bit. You know, if you make a lot of money, but we'll say you only get sold like, you know, 10%, you know, 12%, compared to the other person who maybe doesn't have as much to give, but they sowed maybe 20% or God doesn't look at the dollar amount. God looks at the heart. I mean, yes, he knows the dollar amount. But what he looks at is the heart, not the artery tick, not the blood pumper, like your spiritual heart. That is what God looks at. That is what God is concerned about. That's what he paid so much attention to. So it says, he who soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Which one are you? And whenever you note that whenever you sow your seed, and I get notification that you sowed a seed, then I always pray over that seed that you sowed. And this is fertile ground here. When you sow your seed to the Miracle Man, it is fertile ground. Yes, it is. It's fertile. Very good ground. Amen. Now, so that I can do, you know, everything I want to do tonight, because, you know, got want to sing, want to, you know, we're going to sing. Right after I make the sounds, we're gonna sing, then we're gonna get pray and open the word, and then we have a little bit of sports to discuss, including my Michigan Stadium excursion. we're gonna move right along. Here I am, I've come to find you. Here I am to seek your face, to bring to you an offering. How can I do anything but praise? I praise you. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. Here I am, I've come to thank you. Here I am, a life you've changed. You crucified your son for me. How can I do anything but praise? I praise you. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God. You are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God. You are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God, you are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. I want my life to praise you. I want my life to praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are my strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. Hope like no other. Reaches to me.
In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace. In the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Your love, O Lord. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness, it reaches to the sky. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches to me. You are my hope. Hope like no other. hope like no other reaches to me. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. I'll sing it again. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond, and nothing I desire compares with you. Sing this chorus. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your fragrance abounds to me. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see, and when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us, who you are to us, for everything you are to us. Thank you that you meet us right where we are, and that you lift us up. You lift us up. You don't just leave us where we are. You take us to where you want us to be, and thank you that you help us to get to where you want us to be. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are what you are to us, that you are so beautiful.
You are so marvelous. You're the wonderful counselor. You're the healer. You are the soon coming king. What you are for us. Right here, right now. And thank you, Lord God, that for everything that you are doing right now through us. Thank you that your hand is on us. That you're calming these storms right now. These storms that rise up against us. That you are the life giver. You're the one who calms the storm. You are the one. You're the Holy One, Lord God. Through you, everything is possible. Through one of us, these things are not possible. But through you, all things are possible. Thank you, Lord God, that I put my trust in you and you alone are the God who knows what I have need of. And I thank you that you meet every need that we have. And I just thank you, Lord God, what you are to us. And now, thank you for this word tonight as we open your word to study. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your word would run free course in our lives tonight. That you speak to us tonight. And that you meet the needs of all these listeners who have tuned in from all the different corners of the world. And I just thank you for what you're doing for us. Yeah. And now, Lord, I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I say that finances are coming into this program. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership are coming into this program. And most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to the king, to the, your kingdom, Lord God. As a result, this wonderful radio program, in Jesus' matchless name, let's make our confession. Because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says that I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver, and I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 22. Amen. Proverbs 22. We're going to see what all the Lord has for us tonight. Praise God. Proverbs 22. I want to encourage you to please follow along. If I sing again, and you know the lyrics, sing along. You know, just do whatever I do. Amen. Proverbs 22, verse 1, NIV. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better
than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. I'm going to come back to the Lord. This is one of the, I'm going to come back to this later when I exhort. So have the listeners, I'd suggest you put a marker on verse 2. A prudent man sees danger and he takes refuge. But the simpleton keeps going and they suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord brings wealth and honor and life. In the paths of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul stays far from them. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. A generous man will himself be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. He who loves a pure heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, there's a lion outside, or I will be murdered in the streets. The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under the Lord's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to increase the wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. Verse 17. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach, for it is pleasing when you keep them in your heart and have all of them ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I teach you today, even you. Have I written 30 sayings for you? Sayings of counsel and knowledge, teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor. And do not crush the needy in court. For the Lord will take up their case
and they will plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one who is easily angered, or you may learn his ways and you may get yourself ensnared. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Chapter 23. When you set to find with a ruler, note well what is before you. Put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Do not crave delicacies, for his food is deceptive. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, or they will surely sprout wings and will fly off to the sky like an eagle. Do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the little that you have eaten, and you will have wasted your compliments. Do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn you. He will scorn the wisdom of your words. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless. For their defended is strong. He will take up their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod, and you will save his soul from death. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad. My inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. This is surely a future hope for you. And your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, be wise. Keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or who gorge themselves on fruit. Drunkards become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life. Do not despise your mother, when she is old. Both the truth. I mean, buy the truth. Do not sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. May your father and mother be glad. May she who gave you birth rejoice. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Like a bandit, she lies in wait and multiplies the unfaithful among men. Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and it poisons like a river. Your eyes will see strange sights. Your mind will imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on the top of the rigging. They get, say, but I am not great. I mean, I'm not hurt. They beat me, but I don't feel it. When I wake up, then I can find another drink. So what you see here is there's these warnings, Be wise. Have that God kind of wisdom. And God gives, instructions because, and he's not just coming up with all these things like to be like, I am going to be the God of rules. No. God made these rules because he cares about you. That's why there's these certain things where it says, don't. So there's a couple different things that I want to focus on here in 22. In verse 2, part of what it says is, regardless of whether you're rich or you're poor, God made the rich and the poor. He made us all. Whatever neighborhood you lived in, whatever side of town you lived, you were raised on, whatever. I came from a bad part of town. Oh. Well, God made you whatever side of town you came from. Whether whether your family was rich, poor, in the middle, regardless of where you're at, what the circumstances, God made you. Now, God didn't make you poor if you're poor. Another thing related to that is, I want to mention is that it says in those two chapters, don't wear yourself out to try to get rich. Don't just wear yourself out thinking if I just wear myself out, I'll get rich. That's not how it's supposed to work. No. Nope. Another thing in 22 says about parents. Train up a child. Train up your child in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. I said they rather than just he, because of course that he there, when it says when he is old he will not depart, that also means she, meaning your daughter. It says, and when he is old he will not depart. And so it's important that you train them up the right way. And it comes to a point where they have to seek God for themselves. They have to read their Bible for themselves. You know, and when they move out of your house, mom and dad, and they drive, they will have to be the ones who drive to church, you know. It's not always like you can always just go pick them up and take them to church. Or whatever. And it talks about, you know, in the Bible it talks about, you know, how discipline is important. Raising good children is important. No, this is not a parenting class. Just pointing out some things from the chapter. And whatever you do in your life, you know, is your business. It's not mine. And at the same time, I'm not going to sit here and act like I have all the answers. But I will say about this is I follow in the footsteps of my mother, you know, like right after she had me. Right before she had me. Just about 9 months before she had me, she gave her life to Christ. Now, she is one of the daughters of a pastor who was a Wesleyan pastor, but for basically about 11 years, she had not gone to church between 78 and 89. But she decided to get right with God and have a true experience with the Lord. And because what if my mom did not give her life to Christ? What if my mom was still a sinner when she had me? She wouldn't have known what to do. And I'm so grateful to my mom that she trained me up in that right way, that right godly way. Like what I said, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. And I'm still faithful to Jesus, and just keeping on in the things of God. Amen. Like I said, sometimes the best testimony isn't that, oh, you ran away and then came back home. The best testimony is you stayed right. Yeah. And so I think just thank God for the goodness of God. And I can't just give all the credit, you know, to my mom or my dad or, you know, I have to give credit to God for his faithfulness in my life. And that as I trust in him, he helps me. He always helps me. And he's always been so faithful to me. He's been so faithful. And I'm just so grateful to him. And he's just been, you know, so wonderful to me. And I'm just so glad to be saved. So glad to be a Christian. But it's something I really am glad about, is to be a Christian. I really am glad about that. It's not just something I'm saying. I mean it. So, you know, the other thing I want you to remember too is, regardless of what your circumstances are, the Lord made you. But I don't want you to sit here and think, well, if I'm poor, the Lord made me poor. No, he didn't make you poor. The Lord doesn't love the rich more than the poor, nor does he love the poor more than the rich. He loves both equally. He does. He loves you both equally. And that's something to be happy about, is to know that he loves you regardless of your circumstances. And the other thing it says, too, is a good name. That's more desirable than riches. It's better to have a good name. It's better to, like, know that you have a good reputation, you know, with God. Better to be in right standing with God than to have all kinds of riches. So that's just something that you want to think about. Amen. I pray I helped you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this, put this word into practice in our lives, and that we would trust in you, and that we would realize that regardless of whether we're rich, whether we're poor, whether we're in the middle, you're the one who made us. And I thank you that we would work at becoming more wise in you, your kind of wisdom, not specifically the earthly kind of wise, but your wisdom. And I thank you, Lord God, for that, and that we would be doers of this word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. First, give you a couple scores from a couple from the games of the weekend and some games of that can have local implications for Midland and or Dow. And so here we go. Thursday, Ann Arbor. Midland falls to Traverse City West, 35-28. This is a game that I predicted Midland would win. There was a couple injuries that Midland sustained, one of which I'm sure was heat-related, but the other one I'm not quite sure. Traverse City scored first in that game, but then Midland scored 28 unanswered to make it 28-6. But then Traverse City, they made 28-8. Traverse City scored 27 unanswered points after Midland had scored the 28 in order to put the game away. In fact, with under 2 minutes to go, Midland was driving. They had the ball down to the Traverse City 29-yard line. Oh, but what do you know? A Traverse City West defender is there. That defender was there in the way to intercept the football. With one thing in mind. Try to take away your comeback. When Midland was driving to try to send that game back into overtime. And they're like, nope, you are. So that was what happened there. As a result, Midland falls 35-28. Dow versus Fenton. 12 noon Friday, Big House. Dow High gets the win, 42-14. Dow dominated up front, dominated on the sides, the back. They totally routed the Tigers. The Fenton Tigers, by the way. As they won 42-13. I don't know if Fenton's just inexperienced this year or if Dow is better than I thought. I don't know. The season will tell. Time will tell as these games continue to take place. What does this mean for my, how did I do on my predictions? Oh, I started at an unbelievable 0-2. Nope. Not what I had wanted. And nothing against Dow at all. Not to sound pro-Midland either. It's about predicting what I think, what I thought was going to happen in the opening games of this season. Midland hosts Lapeer Friday night at Midland Community Stadium. Dow goes to Grand Blanc on Thursday evening to take on the Bobcats. So in both cases, they're crossover games, as both Grand Blanc and Lapeer are in the Saginaw Valley League Blue or South Division, and Midland and Midland Dow are in the Red or North. That's how it is now. Okay. Now, I was at the Big House. So cool to be in a stadium that seats 107,000 people. It was different. You know, everything's all bleachers. But so much of that stadium was closed off. A ton of it was closed off. More of it than not was closed off. I don't know why, but that is all in like four sections. But where I was sitting, because of the way it's built, makes it so that like when you're up near like the concourse, it really echoes a lot. And it made it sound cool, like when the band was playing, like you get another echo. Or even like the press. It was a fun atmosphere to be in that big house. Even though there wasn't 107,000 people there. I do hope to see a game in there at some point when it's at a full house. But it was a fun. It was fun to get to be there. And I greatly enjoyed it. And part of the concourse seemed to have somewhat of a cover over it. But then again, that was just somewhat. Like I said, it was a lot of fun. Hope to be back at some point. But they're not kidding when they call it the Big House, because that's really what it is. All right, games of note. Because I was going to give you a couple games of local interest, based on how they could impact Midland and or Dow. The case of the game I'm about, this Lapeer game, has to do with both Midland and Dow, because Midland faces Lapeer on Friday. Dow faces Lapeer later in the season. Now, well, Lapeer fell to Grand Rapids Catholic 43-21. This is of note because Traverse City, Grand Rapids Catholic is a small school. And they are a state champion from last year for, I believe, Division 5 or 6. Maybe 4, I don't know. They're a smaller school. And Lapeer is the Division 1. Lapeer 12, 43-21. Also, Davison lost to Clarkston 29-26. Midland faces Davison later in the season. So not only did Midland lose, Davison and Davison and Lapierre also lost, so in a way that helps Middle. Also, Mount Pleasant barely beat Kalamazoo Central. They should have beat them easier than what they did. So, folks, until next time, God first, God always. God first, God always. So long, everybody.